remind everyone to join us most weeks here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, Illinois. For tickets and more information, go to WBEZ.org, and you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Adam, after a 2,000-year-old sarcophagus was unearthed this week, a petition on change.org received 24,000 signatures by people demanding the right to do what?
To name the mummy inside.
Well,
which they went with Mummy McMummy Face.
The hieroglyphics for that are so long.
Yeah.
No.
To open it.
Not just open it, but do something after they open it.
Oh, that's disgusting.
It is disgusting, but it's not that disgusting.
Oh.
It's a different disgusting.
To do something, to bottle the air.
You.
To breathe the air.
You might want to add some cream and sugar.
Is there coffee in the sarcophagus?
Pretty much. That's right. They want to drink the liquid in it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Last week, an Egyptian sarcophagus was finally opened to reveal three skeletons floating in a mysterious bright red liquid and a ton of ancient curses.
Really? I mean, they're recalling salads from McDonald's. And
weirdly, people signed the petition even after testing revealed that the liquid was composed of 2,000 years of sewage runoff that had leaked into the sarcophagus.
But it's magic cursed sewage runoff, so it's different.
You know what? That's the kind of shoddy product you get when you and two friends get together on a sarcophagus Groupon.
That's right. Why are there two people in that sarcophagus anyway?
There were three.
Three. Why are there three people in that sarcophagus anyway?
That's how some people want to go to the afterlife,
really?
Adam. Yeah.
I would just think it would be all elbows. Especially once the skin is gone. And what a downer. I mean, like, yeah, they bought a cheap one, so they're down there going like, yeah, it's crowded down here, family, but at least there's no sewage. Oh.